This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli strike in Gaza killed more than 20 people, AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli forces struck a school in northern Gaza Saturday, killing at least 22 people and wounding 30. The ministry says most of the casualties were women and children. The Israeli army says it targeted a Hamas command center in what used to be a school. It says it used precise munitions and aerial surveillance to limit the harm to civilians. The Israeli military has continuously accused Hamas of operating from within civilian infrastructure in Gaza, including schools, UN facilities, and hospitals. I'm Mike Hempen.
India's northeastern state of Manipur has been placed on high alert after intelligence reports of a potential influx of 900 suspected Kuki militants from Myanmar. A senior security official made that statement. Kuldeep Singh is the security advisor.
The police department has also alerted their border police. They're all check posts. The Assam Rifle, who is a border guarding force, they have been alerted sufficiently. The districts of Churachandpur, Technopal, Kamjong, Ukhrul, and Ferzawal are put on high alert on this.
The latest intelligence follows reports of attacks involving explosives delivered by drones that officials allege were carried out by Kuki militants. Kuki representatives have denied the attacks were carried out by people in their community. A state election is taking place in Brandenburg 3 weeks after a far-right party made gains in two other states in eastern Germany. Around 2.1 million people are registered to vote for a new state parliament in Brandenburg. That state surrounds the Berlin capital, Berlin. Sunday's vote is being watched closely for signs about the country's political direction. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has told Indo-Pacific allies that he believes China's increasing military assertiveness is an effort to test the region at a turbulent moment for Beijing.
China continues to behave aggressively, testing us all across the region. And it's true in the South China Sea, the East China Sea, South Asia, and the Taiwan Straits. And it's true across the scope of our relationship, including on economic and technology issues.
Biden's comments were made after he and fellow leaders of the so-called Quad delivered opening remarks before the press at a summit he's hosting near his home in Wilmington, Delaware. He said his administration sees Beijing's actions as a change in tactic, not a change in strategy. China continues to struggle to pull up its economy that was pummeled by the coronavirus pandemic and has seen an extended slowdown in industrial activity and real estate prices as Beijing faces pressure to ramp up spending to stimulate demand. The U.S. Secret Service's next challenge is keeping scores of world leaders safe at the United Nations General Assembly. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Below United Nations headquarters in New York, where the General Assembly takes place, a state-of-the-art security post dubbed the Brain Center hums with activity. The U.S. Secret Service's Patrick Freeney says they're ready to protect more than 140 world leaders.
This is the largest annual gathering of global leaders on the planet.
UN Inspector Melinda McCormick says they have an extensive system to keep leaders safe.
We screened during the high-level period up to 22,000 delegate staff and non-UN entities per day. 22,000, that is a high number. Then cameras, which we'll go into a little bit of detail more. We have over 1,400 cameras.
And the NYPD says there are no credible threats at this point. Julie Walker, New York.
Officials say heavy rain has pounded Japan's north central region of Noto, which triggered landslides and floods and left one person dead at least and several missing. The deluges caused swollen rivers to overflow, flooding homes and stranding some residents in the region still recovering from a deadly January 1st earthquake. The Japan Meteorological Agency issued the highest level of heavy rain across cities on Saturday in the Ishikawa Prefecture, including the worst hit, Wajima. Up to 7.8 inches of rainfall is predicted in the region within a 24-hour period through the afternoon. Officials said heavy rain also fell in the nearby northern prefecture of Niigata and Yamagata, threatening flooding and other damages. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.